You're listening to Studio Plus, and it's time for us to launch our Career Builder, a weekly one, sometimes every other week, but recently it has been a weekly segment of Studio Plus. RMG Selection is a leading Asia-focused executive search business, and we have done numerous shows with Robert Parkinson, the founder of the company. And today we have... not Robert, but senior consultant Ruben van der Boer of RMG Selection, sitting in for Robert, who are away somewhere. Mm-hmm. Okay.
It's London,
I think in London. Yeah. We are going to talk about actually, about graduates' employment because it's the graduation season. And welcome to the show, Ruben.
Thank you.
Ruben. Yes. Or Ruben van. How do you pronounce
it? It's difficult, I know.
Ruben van der Boer, right?
Yes, it is.
Welcome
great.
To the show. And to start with, when it comes to the starting sort of salary levels of new graduates, how big of a difference does their education level make? Actually, I want to break this general question into two. One is for the employer. The mm-hmm, other yes. is for the employee,
yes.
right? So the two parties, the employee, how much should a new graduate expect? You know, with your considerable, you know, the level of your education. And also for the employer side, usually, you know, how much difference you're going to apply to it. For example, PhD, yes. doctor degree owner, master degree, and then undergraduate. So let's just go into the employer side of view. You know, how do you differentiate the payment?
Well, it's an interesting topic. It's always interesting if you combine topics like graduates and salary. It's a nice combination, I think. And actually, RMG did a research about it. It's called the Recruitment Insider. It's a report. You can download it for free on the website. Here you go. To your question, one thing we found in a report, if you like bachelor, master, and PhD students, mm-hmm. Bachelor students probably can expect around 3,000 to 5,000 RMB a month.
We're talking about here in China, right?
In China, mm-hmm. yes, with China folks.
That's bachelor degree, 3,000 or 4,000?
3 to 5,000.
3 to 5,000.
Around 47% could expect this. So let's say half. So it's the most. Well, for master students, it goes more into 5,000 to 8,000. And PhD students, they can even get more than 8,000, 10,000.
Wow.
One thing I have to say here is that we have here an age gap. I mean, bachelor students are normally 22, 23. Master students can be 24, 25.
Let's go back to, for example, yes. master is like 5,000 to 8,000,
yes.
right? And how much percentage, what percentage of, for example, the bachelor is like 47%. And here... how many people, what a percentage of people allow here in this sector? Like a master's degree, 5,000 to 8,000?
Yes.
It's included, okay, combined with the PhD.
It's the most. Okay. Yeah, I think
combined
it's
with
40%, something like this, uh-huh. is the most, right? It can fluctuate between 3,000 and 10,000. That's the range we have.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, around half of the bachelor students can expect like 3,000 to 5,000. For master students, it's more like 40 to 50%. It's more into the 5,000 to 8,000 range.
And 8,000 yes. to 10 is for the PhD or doctor degree.
Yes,
people.
Or even more than 10,000. Yes.
Yeah, Byron has a question.
I'm going to ask Tuffy. So, is it possible to have too much education? Because a friend of mine, he gave up a PhD because he realized it would leave him like worse off in terms of finding a career, because there is a finite amount of career options for PhDs. Maybe you're overqualified. And there's been a study in the UK and Estonia that actually there is a lot of people who are just too overqualified to have certain jobs. Is this a problem in China?
Overqualification definitely is a worrisome thing.
Yes.
Let's listen to Ruben. Overqualification. For example, if I'm the employer, right? If I have positions, vacancies here, and if these vacancies can be, you know, filled in with bachelors.
Yes.
I'm not going to hire somebody who's asking more, right?
Yeah, costing more.
Yeah. So how do you think the better you educated, yeah, or the higher level of education, you know,
it doesn't really help you in the end.
Yeah,
it's a good question. I would post the ball more to the employee. It's more over estimation. They think they can earn too much. They of course, like China, have seen an increasingly salary raise over the last 10 years, but that time is kind of over, right? And it's getting more and more easy to get a master degree and a PhD degree. It's kind of a little bit too commercial, I would say. So indeed, and for an employer, if you were an employer, you're not looking only to the paper, right? It, of course, it's a guarantee for specific time, specific knowledge, but you also look, what did the student during his university? Like, he had his bachelor degree, his master's degree. Did he do projects? Did he do internships? Like, the more extra things. How did he spend his free time? Did he play computer games, or did he did something useful? And there's also a good estimation for, if you hire somebody, what will he do with his free time? Will he do extra research? Will he work harder? Will he go the extra mile? Or will he just work from 8 to 6?
Yeah. We take it for granted that wherever we go, either in the United States or in the UK or here in China, Taiwan, Hong Kong, whatever, yeah, it is fair for people to have an expectation of your income matched with the level of education you received, right? But at the same time, is it a trend for either employer and employees to ignore the education background and then focus on the skills, the ability? It's like a matchmaking, you know. I like you, I love you, you love me, and then let's make a deal, how much you're going to earn. Is this a trend?
Coming back on the famous quotes, people do business with people they like. It's about this. And it is a trend. And I have to say, you cannot differentiate a student who has a major in business or economics or social science or so. You know, it's becoming a trend because there's so many majors right now. And there are just a few careers where you really need solid education, I would say, like mathematics, engineering,
right?
IT.
Researchers.
But a lot of jobs, including recruitment, it's about doing. It's about making deals. It's about social skills. It's about making your mistakes, experience. So, yes, sometimes maybe education, a degree, is not really valued in an interview. It's more about, does the boss like this person? Is the person outgoing? Is he listening? Does he want to learn? Does he fit in the company? Does he fit in the culture? What can the person add to the company?
Can we send out a message to our listeners, either it's overseas listeners, especially to the new graduates of this year? You know, if you pursue higher degrees of learning for the sake of having or expecting a higher income, maybe give up this pursuit. But if you are pursuing a higher learning opportunity with the aim of learning more because you haven't learned enough in this field, then that's the right thing to do. Can we send out this message to our listeners?
Yes, I think we can.
Byron, you have a question?
I'm just interested in what graduates with a relatively low level of education, what they can do to acquire better employment opportunities from the job market. So should they try to struggle and do internships, or should they try to get a master's? Which one would you choose? And I think you've already mentioned how doing internships is great, but I've been reading reports about people who are stuck doing internship after internship, and I'm concerned about that. I was in the situation in the past. So what would you say?
Yes, I mean, there are a lot of different internships, and I talk about my personal experience. I also talk about we hire a lot of interns as well. Coming to a personal example, I had an intern recently reporting to me, and I let him do a lot of things, and the company let him do a lot of things, right? He do admin work, he do recruitment work, he does a lot of things.
Yes, you're listening to Studio Plus. We will be back very soon.
Studio Plus, a feast of news, culture, and views.
All right, let's go.
Tune in to meet some fascinating people. Share their stories.
China is one of the great creative countries.
Old Beijing style.
Exclusively Chinese musicals.
Studio Plus. Something fresh.
Then add in your mushrooms.
Something fun. Something more. Studio Plus. Studio Plus.
You're listening to Studio Plus. We have Ruben
Vanderburr
in the studio, and he's from RMG Selection, a leading Asia-focused executive search business, and we are talking about employment of the new graduate.
And more specifically, right now we're talking about internships and whether...
I know.
Yeah.
It's all about, you know, income expectations and whether your levels of education should be matched with their income, and the actually the trend is not necessarily. And just now, Byron posted a question to young people, especially. Do you think continuing with your internship in order to wait for chances to be employed is better than, you know, seeking another higher degree or not?
Yeah.
Let's listen to Ruben. You know, first.
Well, the point I made before the break is there's a lot of different internships. There are internships where you can really do a lot, where you can learn a lot and not, right?
Wasting time sometimes.
Yeah. Wasting time. Unfortunately, you only know that after you did the internship, right?
Yeah.
I mean, that's life.
Yes, indeed.
That's life. Mm-hmm.
Can I compare this to a relationship? You date a girl, right, Byron?
Yeah.
And you have to date a girl to see whether she suits you or not.
Okay, fair enough.
So... if you find out she's not suitable, right? Mm-hmm. She's not the one. Mm-hmm. And if you continue dating her, that's a waste of time.
Sure.
If you find out she's not the suitable one and you decided, okay, let's call it off and then I'm going to date some other girl, that can be compared to further education.
Yeah.
You're looking for somebody else, right?
Yeah, if you compare, like, would you go for an internship, would you work for work experience or a degree? It's based on your own motivation.
Mm.
If you like studying, if you are not ready to go to the job market, if you can motivate yourself 110%, I would say, then go for a master's degree or PhD degree if you think it's worth it, if you can focus yourself. I made a decision after my master to work directly because I couldn't take it anymore. I wanted to make money, right?
Uh-huh.
Same
that kind
here.
Of thing. So it's all about your personal interest.
But in China... there is a phenomenon, Ruben, for many students who are psychologically not ready for the society. They choose to stay hiding away from all the challenges. That's not a very healthy sort of trend.
You have to jump.
Because you have to face the society anyway.
You have to jump.
You have to jump.
You have to
be independent. Your father and your mother is not going to, you know, finance you all your life, right? Yeah.
I mean, everybody... look at the past. Everybody is jumping somewhere in his career. So you have to make the jump. What doesn't kill you make you stronger, I would say. Yes.
Okay. Let's go back to the expectation. We admitted, or we kind of agree, that expectations is always there.
Yeah.
But if the reality does not match what you expected, what should be done?
Work really hard and show your boss that you're worth it. I mean, I do a lot of business with different companies, and most of the companies, they don't give high base salaries in the beginning. First of all, they don't know what this person can get. Second of all, they don't want to give a really high pressure on the first day.
Mm-hmm.
So they're pretty much more into, okay, I give a reasonable salary, but I give the opportunity for this person to prove himself in his qualifications, his ability, in his fit in the company, in his value.
Mm-hmm.
And if he's there, I pay him whatever he likes because I want to keep him, right?
How can new graduates avoid being exploited? Because there are companies who are taking advantage of new graduates and use them as interns, like for 3 months and a half a year without paying them at all. And then you just say, no, you're not suitable for us, and we're going to hire some new interns. How, as a student myself, for example, just assume I were a student, then how could I, you know, being avoided falling into this pit?
Yeah.
Mm.
How?
Be really careful with choosing the company you're going to work for.
You have to study them, right?
Yes.
You have to study a lot. But, I mean, coming back to this, I think this is also the problem maybe of grades. They expect too much. as a graduate, you have to do more effort because you have to jump to a certain level. You will be exploded. That's life as well. I mean, whether it's university, a student society, work, the young people, the freshmen, will always put to the limit, kind of be exploded. That's part of it. You have to prove yourself. You have to make yourself tough. See it as an opportunity to tougher yourself. Mm-hmm. And if you're tough enough, then you will jump anyway, and then you can start exploding other people.
Okay.
Yeah.
So if you have studied, I mean, a student really believed in a company or a institution.
Yeah.
For example, I have a friend of mine who I shared with Byron earlier.
Yes.
Who wanted a foreign journalist, maybe from Spain or other Belgian or whatever, Spanish language department. She wanted to be a journalist to serve in BBC.
Mm-hmm.
But unfortunately, BBC don't have vacancies.
Yes.
They just didn't have vacancies then. You know, she has been working, making ends meet by working as freelance, you know.
Yes.
At the same time, she has been an intern in the Spanish department or maybe other language. I'm not a little bit sort of vague now, the memory. I was shocked that... My goodness, your persistence and your loyalty. Is BBC worth your years of internship? Yeah, she said, I'm still waiting for vacancies because I have already proven to them that I'm the best available. If once one person retire, you know, they create a vacancy, I would be the one to be hired. But do you think this is something that you advocate? It's a waste of life, don't you think so? Sometimes,
It's
years of waiting.
It's cool to have a goal. I mean, but I would say you don't know what you don't know. I mean, if you really, I want to work for that company, and you're not looking anything further, you don't know what other companies are out there, and it could really be that at the moment you work for that company or you work in that level that it doesn't fit you at all. So even if you do a lot of internships, try different things, right? The world is bigger than you expected.
But maybe there will be a reward. Oh, okay, I thought about it then. The reward is that she has proved herself such a wonderful journalist by working without, you know, pay with the top-notch journalists in BBC.
Yeah.
And she learned so much skills.
Yeah.
And her articles sell very well, sold very well as a freelance writer. So don't you think this is in a paid in other form?
If that's what she likes, she can do that
for her growth.
For her growth.
But still, you know, in ordinary people, I'm included.
Yeah.
People's eyes that this doesn't really work.
Yeah.
It's not worth the effort.
I certainly think that like Chinese parents, like they would really kind of frown upon like doing internship after internship without pay.
Yeah, indeed.
Yeah. Mm.
So it's up to individuals to decide whether
it's up to them. Yeah.
Yes, indeed. And any quick tips for the new graduates of this year? For the job market of today's China's job market.
First thing, lower your expectations. Don't go for your dream job because you will have to work for 30 or 40 years. If your first job is the best one, you're not really looking forward to the rest of your career.
Very good one.
Yes. Second of all, prepare. Do your research to the company, to the job, to find your right fit, and don't give up. I mean,
I did 10
job interviews before I got my first internship. So persist. Yes.
All right.
Thank you so much.
Ruben Vanderbor of RMG Selection. That was our career builder. We were talking about college graduates.